Well, a few things on the board here. We thought we could work out what I'm going to write at the top. That's what I'm writing, yeah? The Great Discovery. I wonder if you've ever made a really exciting discovery. Maybe you've found something in a cupboard at home, or you've been to a shop and there's been some new toy, new game, something you've really been looking forward to, and you found it. Wow. Well, sometimes they dig in the ground and they find gold coins. Or maybe in the science lab, they've been trying for years and years to get a cure for an illness, and then they've cracked it. They've discovered the cure for a fatal illness, a life illness. Well, a friend of mine told me that he had a phone call a little while ago, and a lady rang him up, and he said, "Who are you?" And she said, "I'm your sister." He didn't know he had a sister. Wow, how about that? Can you imagine? They were separated when they were very young, and he discovered with a phone call that he had a sister. What a discovery that would be, eh? Wow. Well, Christmas is a time to celebrate the birth of something very special. And when special people are born, they're normally born, you know, surrounded by medical staff, maybe in a palace or a smart home or a smart hospital, a private hospital. But not this baby at all. No, he was born in a manger, but a garden shed. A place you don't really go because where the animals are kept, a bit smelly. And you kind of separate the two, don't you? Nobody knew, but God knew, and he wanted to let other people know as well. But he didn't go and put it on social media or put it in the papers or tell the government. He told some very unlikely people. He told some shepherds. What do shepherds do? You know? What do shepherds do? There aren't many in Kings Norton, I don't think, but probably not far from here. James?
They look after sheep.
Thank you. That's right, Amelia, isn't it? So, it's not particularly nice work, is it? Because you're away from home, you're away from the town, you're out in the fields day and night. It could be cold, there are smelly animals, you haven't had a bath for a while, maybe. Not the best of jobs. And what's more, it's very boring as well, because all you've got is just out there. And the sheep, just you, the sheep, and maybe some others. Nothing happens. Night after night, it's the same old thing. So, how amazing it must have been when suddenly the sky lit up, the sky was blazed with light, and an angel appeared. And the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And it says, the angel God appeared, the glory of the Lord shone around them. No wonder they were a bit afraid. Can you imagine suddenly seeing somebody appear in the sky like that? Well, there's plenty of bad news around, and we're all ready for a bit of good news to cheer us up. So this angel said it's good news. And I wonder if we've heard it so many times we don't actually appreciate just how good news it is. Today, it didn't say in 5 years' time or in the future, today, in the town of David, which was Bethlehem, a saviour has been born to you. So what's this about a saviour? We get used to saying these words, don't we, saviour? But saviour is somebody who helps you. He rescues you. So if you are lost, he will find you. If you are trapped, he will free you. If you are hurt, he will heal you. If you are sorry for what you've done, then he will give you a new start. Start again. That's what a saviour does. He comes to help us. And who could this be? Well, this is Christ the Lord. And Lord only means one thing in the Bible context. God himself coming into this world. Wow, no wonder they were wondering about what all this was. So this baby, poor baby, was no less than God himself coming into this world. Well, the shepherds, they were hearing these things, they knew little bits of the puzzle, but they wanted a bit more to go on. And so the angel said to them, this will be the sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Ah. When the angels had left them, gone into heaven, the shepherds, they looked at each other and they said, let's ponder on this for a while. Did they say that? Let's think about this, what it means. No, they said to each other, let's go. Let's go and find out whether what we've been told is actually true. And that's what they did. They ran off to Bethlehem, wasn't far away. Not a very big place, not as big as King's Norton by a long way, very small. And then they found, just as the angels had said, in the stable, in the manger. You know what a manger is? You know what a manger is? Feeding trough, we're going to say, Amelia?
A stable is where animals live.
And the manger?
In the manger, Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born.
Very good. Well, he was born there and he was put probably up off the ground, maybe put some straw and hay in there. That's where the animals would feed. So I don't know what the animals did, but they kind of swapped places for a bit and put the baby there. And when the shepherds arrived, that's exactly what the angels had told them. And so they knew they had found the right one. The right one. It'd be really strange, wouldn't it, to go off and follow another child that's just like any other child. So we have the reading from Matthew that the angel came to Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, and the angel said that Mary will give birth to a son and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. So we've heard about a saviour, we've heard a bit about sin. They were probably puzzling to how to put all this together. Well, that baby grew up to be a young boy, a teenager, and then a man. The Bible says that he was like you and I in every sense, except one thing was different. He never did anything wrong, or say anything wrong. So in that sense, he was unlike anybody who's ever lived in this world. The Bible testifies, and we know the truth of it in our heart, all of us have done wrong. We've gone where we should not go, and we have sinned. Everyone has sinned. In fact, the Bible says if we deny that we've sinned, then we are pushing back against God for what he has told us, the truth of the matter about ourselves. So, Jesus grew up, spoke about the kingdom of God, went around doing good. He was so good, although some followed him, some started to hate him. And it's the same today. Some actually hate him because he is so good. Well, they got together, they brought him to the authorities, had a sham trial, and they beat him and spat upon him and hit him and hated him, betrayed by his best friend, and then taken to die that cruel death on the cross. We often think of the cross as just a little bit of an emblem. But it was the worst way to die. It was a horrible way to die. He suffered and suffered for hours on end. And then gradually, he couldn't breathe any longer and he suffocated to death. He who had no sin suffered that and chose to do so because God had a bigger plan to use that to be the rescue method for anyone who comes to him. He was destined to die, to be buried, and then to rise again, to live again. The great event in history, to live again. That we can be sure that what he did on the cross enables anybody who comes to him to be completely forgiven and changed and made anew. That's why he died. God had a bigger plan that through his death, you and I might be saved from eternal death and punishment. Now, anybody who looks to him, puts their hand up and say, I've done wrong, that's me, I'm sorry, I'm going to turn, help me, That's the great prayer that he hears. Help me. It takes a humble person to say, help me. If you say that and mean it, he will come and change you. And you will indeed make a great discovery. Well, the shepherds, when they'd seen him, they were so excited, they spread the word about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. And so the shepherds, they ran off and they did this. A bit like I'm doing this morning. And people have been doing it ever since, the shepherds. They've been carrying this message of hope and life to everyone who will listen. So, go and tell. And what is it, this great discovery that we've been speaking about? Let's put it on the bottom here, shall we? In fact, you can even be a child of God and know everything that it is to have God as your Heavenly Father. And that's wonderful. But through what Jesus did, the Savior coming into the world, you and I can be God's friend. Instead of against God and God against us, we can be his friend and we can be his child. So that's wonderful. Well, those shepherds were thinking God is a long way away. Where is he? He's far off. Suddenly, he's become close. And they have made that great discovery. And so the last word put up here. Find. Have you found him? Has he found you? Stopping you from finding him? And what's stopping him from finding you? One says he's done everything to find you. Is there still some way which you're holding back? The great discovery is that we can actually know and enjoy God. Now, if you haven't experienced that, you don't know, it's a bit like a present that you haven't opened and you don't know what's inside, and so you don't sort of miss it. Now, there's two ways of looking at presents. The presents of the world are very glitzy and exciting on the outside, but when you open them up, very quickly, it's gone, it's eaten, it's forgotten. But the present of Jesus is the opposite. It's in a brown wrapper. And it could sit there, but actually when you open it up, you find a wonderful treasure inside. You think, why did I waste all those years until I discovered what's inside this brown wrapper? And that's why we're so glad you're here this morning. That's why we want to tell you about this again and again, because there is a great discovery inside that brown wrapper. And that's what it is to have life with Jesus, life with God now, as God made you and I to have. So we've been thinking about Christmas particularly, of course, and I hope obviously you have a really good Christmas, but think about the great discovery that many have made. It could be your discovery, and then it'd be such a wonderful, wonderful Christmas for you this time around. So we're going to come draw our service to a close there, but I'm going to just say a short prayer and then we'll sing our final hymn and then finish. So let's pray. Lord God, in a moment we're going to sing Joy to the World, and Lord, thank you for that joy that comes flooding into our hearts when we discover Jesus Christ and we have life with him. And Father, my prayer and the prayer of many people here and elsewhere is that you would bring others to make that great discovery and to share in your joy and in your life and the cleansing and the newness that comes through the blood of Christ that can cleanse away all sin. So thank you for the way that you have provided the Saviour. You didn't send somebody down to just be a lecturer or an entertainer or anything else, but you sent down a Saviour because we need Saviour. So thank you for your Saviour Son, the Lord Jesus. Help us to look to him and make that great discovery. So thank you, Lord, for our time. Now we pray. Amen. So let's